It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Jim is in Lincoln Park, New Jersey, talking about what? Jim?
Talking about the bottle bat. So I played fast pitch softball way back in the 70s after college, and those bats were called bottle bats. And you know what? If you couldn't hit with a bottle bat, you couldn't hit with a regular bat. It didn't matter what bat you were using. You know? It ain't the arrows, it's the archers.
Mario's calling from Howell. What's up, Mario?
Hey, good morning, guys. Don't you think this was more attributed to who was on the bump this weekend? I mean, Nestor and Savelli, these guys were throwing mozzarella up there. I mean, It had nothing to do. I mean, we're talking about Volpe. The guy's still batting under 200 through three games, right? So it's such a small sample.
Yep.
But, you know, I think it's more attributed to who's on the hill.
I want to see the first shattered bat. Does it look different when it shatters? Does it shatter in a different place?
I wonder what happened. What would have happened if Mike Piazza back in Game 2 of the 2000 World Series was using
his bat? He still would have wussed out and done nothing against Clemens.
Well,
that's what would have happened.
It might not have broken. Maybe the ball is hit harder. Maybe the bat doesn't get broken. Maybe Roger would have identified it as a bat. Or he would have been like, I didn't think it was a bat. I thought it was a torpedo. There you have it. BT and Sal on the Fan. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've done some other stuff, a little Jets, a little Giants, but it's been mostly the torpedo stuff. You know, it was nice having baseball back this weekend for the first time, although the Mets didn't play yesterday, which is just criminal.
Yeah.
Outside of the baseball, and I know you had the big tournament that you were involved in. You know what my weekend consists of? Because Saturday was a beautiful day, like 80 degrees.
Prepping the pool?
No, we're not there yet.
Okay. Yeah, it is. What am I saying? It just felt like it was a little later in the season.
Yeah. Although I do want to get ahead of that. I'd rather get ahead of it than behind it.
Well, I know you watched every episode of the Patino on Vice.
Yeah,
so that's...
Well, Saturday was beautiful. So two things happened this weekend. Mm-hmm. My weekend was filled with dog poo and playgrounds. Remember, I've been telling you I had to pick up. I'm telling you, it was at least 15 pounds of Maddox's waste in the backyard.
We got to get ahead of it. That's what happens
now I'm good to go, but yeah, I mean, it's been since probably September or October.
Oh, come on. And it doesn't decompose since September?
No, it's just sitting there.
No.
Yeah, I mean, maybe someone... Dude, I'm telling you, if I were to show you the bag, I had showed my wife, I'm like, look at this. This is what I'm doing. Like, when you say, what are you doing out there or what do you do around here? I did this. I picked up for over an hour. My back hurt. My eyes were hurting.
All right, well, let me... A couple questions. First of all, now I could be wrong with the decomposing, but... I thought that that was one of the benefits to, like, manure, where it just kind of repurposes itself, goes into the soil, and actually helps, like, arborvitaes and trees grow. Maybe not.
I think I was hoping for that, but I went out there. There was, it was everywhere.
I mean, if it's a pile of horse poop, I mean, it sounds like you got a horse
I'm telling you,
a
garbage bag filled with it.
That's gross. All right, but I need to know how you attack this, because there's two ways to do this, right? Two ways to do this if I'm you.
Yeah.
I got to go out and get this damn poop. You got to honey, where's the garbage bag? That's one way. Or you grab four surf sites, you put the music on, and you go out by your business.
Didn't put the music on, but I did. You know, it was nice to go out there and clean up. I felt good about it afterward. But the worst part, now this is where maybe I attacked it a little differently, the playgrounds.
I miss the kids being little. I don't really miss the playgrounds.
I don't want any part of the playground. So much so that about 10 minutes into the playground, I'm like, how much does a swing set or one of these things cost to just throw in
the
backyard?
Don't do that.
I want to do that. I don't want to go out in the public and
waste the money. Dude, she's four. She's going to be four. Like, you do that right away if you have more than one. If you were to, first of all, it's not cheap, okay?
Yeah, a couple grand. I really looked into it.
A lot more to cut. It depends what you get. But
few grand.
I mean, there's upwards of 20 and 30,000. I just don't know what you're thinking.
I didn't think.
I got
you. Is that what
you paid? Some of them are real.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we can't. How can we practice sports back there? We get these stupid swings in the way. No, but some of my neighbors have. You know me. But my neighbors have, right?
Sorry, and kids. You can't put that in the way of Coltsfield.
Yeah, no. She plays too, man. Coltsfield. No, but here's the thing. They outgrow them so fast, and then it's just forget about decomposing poop. It's decomposing wood.
I know.
And then it gets, like, it becomes a depressing eyesore, like
a
reminder.
We had a metal one back in the day.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't hot in July in Long Island growing up.
And then it got rusted over years. But I remember it. I loved it when I was a kid playing in the swing set.
Like a seesaw or an actual swing?
No, it was one with a slide and a swing.
That thing used to be so hot.
Yeah.
The slide? The metal?
I'm just saying, as a young kid, I liked it.
Oh, no, I didn't have a problem with it. I liked it, too.
So you didn't have any problem taking your kids to the park on a busy... Remember, Saturday is like the first day, and already I knew it was a mistake before we even went, and we pull into the lot, and I'm like, there's not even going to be parking here. My wife's like, oh, it's busy. I'm like, what'd you think was going to happen?
It's 80 degrees out.
And meanwhile, Sammy's like, play. Like, she couldn't be happier.
She loved it.
But I had to take one. I don't like it. I don't like her running around and potential risking injury. Kids running and going nuts.
Heads on a swivel.
Yeah.
Any dads recognize you talk sports? Because sometimes you're not in the mood to talk. Sometimes
it has happened before, but not this particular time.
Okay, so that's one thing. See, I wasn't a big playground. I would do, and my daughter didn't cry as much, but I would take my son, I'm talking about when he was like 1 to 1.5, on like a 4-mile loop walk. Just me and him. You know, daddy doesn't have breasts, or at least milk, There's only so many things daddy could do. So that was dad. Give me the bottle. Give me the iPhone with some music. Give me the noisemaker that, like, mommy would download the app that makes all sorts of noises to pacify the kids. Like, I would enjoy doing that. And I really love doing that. The playgrounds, man, there's a lot going on. Kids, like, you can also get some rogue kid who walks up.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, who might maybe, and I don't make light of this guy, but maybe something wrong, and they could be violent with your door. Like, you got to really, heads on a swivel at the play. I don't miss
That's why I'm going to build the little swing set. Couple grand. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Back to the torpedo stuff. Steve is in Bayside.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What's up, Steve?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Steve.
I have no issue with the torpedo bats, but I don't like the golf analogy. Because when somebody enhances their own the golf equipment, it doesn't affect somebody else's statistics and their ability to do their job. I mean, in baseball, you've got two sides to the equation, and that kind of leads me to my main point. I don't know why the Yankees felt the need to make this so public and go get their pats on the back for how great a job they did of analyzing, Volpe's swing. The steroid stuff was going on for a couple of years before people really knew about it.
Yeah.
The Yankees could have had this advantage. Mm. They could have played it out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It might have taken them to a World Series, which they haven't won in a long time.
Yeah.
And yet they felt the need. And look, I know that, look, there's a third party out there selling these things.
Yep.
I know ball players talk
Marucci
to each other.
Them.
I get all that. But the Yankees could have downplayed it and tried to brush it under the rug.
All right, Steve, couple of things. Thank you for the call there, Steve. I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought the same thing, and I'm like, why are we talking about this on the Yes Network? Keep this quiet, man. Got a good thing going. In hindsight, that was a foolish take on, even though I didn't verbalize it, like in my own mind, because at that point, transparency is going to win this out. If you're not doing anything wrong, and it truly is up to the spec of Major League Baseball, which it clearly is, we've talked about this, 42 inches in length, the diameter 2.51 inches, all the stuff that has been established. If it meets it, why hide anything? And by the way, Bellinger is using different versions with the Cubs in batting practice a year ago. Stanton used it in the postseason a year ago.
No, but it wasn't a big deal.
I know.
And
I know it wasn't.
Now the Yankees have made it a big deal. So it's not about hiding it because you think you're going to get caught. It's about using it as
the competitive advantage.
Your advantage. Because to Steve's point, BT, John Heyman tweeted a little while ago, tons of requests are coming in for the torpedo bat, says MC Huntsbury of Marucci Sports, big torpedo bat supplier, and obviously no surprise there. So Heyman tweeting that out. We mentioned the Braves, Buster only said on Sunday Night Baseball, this was not happening if the Yankees didn't go out there and make it known and then have the level of success that they did.
It wasn't happening today. I believe it would have happened anyway. Do you really think with all these internet sleuths and social media looking for certain things, like you really think, now we missed it a year ago with Stanton. I didn't realize he was using a different bat.
Which is bizarre that we wouldn't be able to identify that.
Were you really looking for it, though?
No, but don't you think...
I know.
We're going to have an eye on it.
Somebody should have picked up on it.
I mean, I would think for the way that we micro, analyze all
I
this
know.
Stuff or scrutinize every, inch of the tape and the replays, none of us... It wasn't even... nobody mentioned it.
So let me ask you this. Let's, to the last caller's point, and to what you just said as well. Say if the Yankees did not talk... Say if Michael didn't talk about this on the broadcast, right? How long you think this goes before... You think they actually can hide this for the whole season?
Well, it wasn't talked about opening day. We were
I know
on hand.
It wasn't.
Not one person in the building mentioned it. After the fact, nobody mentioned it. They didn't hear about it until Kay brought it to everybody's attention.
No.
And then what followed made it even more. If the Yankees don't hit, 15 home runs, I don't think it gets as much attention. But I also, if Michael Kay doesn't bring it up, it probably doesn't get this
probably
much
doesn't
attention.
Get any attention.
Right.
Well, maybe there's a little silver lining here. Maybe, 15, 20 years ago, Hal, unknowingly to all of us, invested in Marucci bats. And by him actually putting this out there for the public, now this just means the Yankee payroll will go back to what it once was. And more than everybody else, can make more money.
Marucci bats are going to take over. And then, of course, other bat companies are going to do the same thing.
Yes.
And if you want your, Mizuno, whatever, Rawlings or Louisville.
Easton's
Slugger,
a big one, sure. Victus is pretty big. Victus, I think, already has one. Victus, a wood bat company.
Andrew's calling from Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. So, two things. One, to get it back onto baseball and off the bats. You guys were talking EQ and IQ a while ago. That's the total reason why Cashman is a terrible GM. On the bats, if you guys actually wanted to ban them, you just say that the bats either have to increase in radius or be a constant radius throughout the barrel.
Yeah, I would say that they should all be uniform in shape, the constant radius. The handle can be thin, and then from, let's just say, from the label on down, it has to be a certain circumference. Again, I don't know.
I don't have an issue
but
with it.
But I think it is odd. While I give the Yankees credit for being smart and ahead of the curve, I think it is odd that we play a game with one ball that everybody uses, but yet now we could use multiple bats.
Yeah, but in the NFL, aren't there, doesn't the home team supply like balls and like the kicking, the K ball,
yeah,
the
but it's all
right?
I don't know.
Is everything...
Two bats? You're going to have two different type of bats?
Hey, you want my honest opinion? Let everybody else figure it out. Just keep cranking out some home runs.
Yeah, and ultimately, and ultimately,
knock
do you
yourself
even,
out.
Ultimately, do you even think that it matters that much? And I really don't.
I don't know. I can't say no.
Well, we're going to find out.
I can't say no. There was that's an inordinate amount of home runs.
Yeah, I get it. Well, they did hit 10 last year in three games against Milwaukee. Evan is on Long Island. What's up, Evan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First time caller. You guys do a great job. Thank you. I don't, like many people, I don't have a problem per se with the bat itself. What I'm having a problem with, particularly, and it's put into context, I am a Yankee fan. I don't like, particularly on social media, you guys aren't guilty of it, but on social media, essentially the Yankees are being called cheaters. And I think we can all agree that this is a bat that has been approved by Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Yep, it's legal.
Yeah. And that's right, it is legal. So, you know, you want to have that conversation regarding the bat and whether it's AIDS teams or individuals, that's great. But to call the Yankees cheaters, I think that's out of line.
It's unfair.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.